It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Taylor Tukey, Youth and Community Manager at the YMCA here in MK. Taylor, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. I'm sure many people across MK are very familiar with the YMCA, but something they might not know is that you offer youth clubs to people across MK. Tell us all about these.
Yeah, so it's a brand new project of ours. We're really excited to launch our new youth clubs across Milton Keynes. We've already been doing community work. We've already been doing one-to-one mentoring for young people. So this is a brand new step so that we can reach groups of young people at a time.
Is there a shortage of youth groups in Milton Keynes, would you say?
Yeah, so I guess, as we all know, youth provision in general, activities and all sorts of fun things that young people can do after schools and at weekends has steadily declined over the last couple of decades.
Sure.
So it's really nice to be able to get some funding. We are funded by the Million Hours Fund to try and sort of rectify that and give young people something to do.
Amazing. So what form are these youth clubs taking then? Talk us through what you're putting on.
So we're going to have three venues with two sessions, age-appropriate sessions going on across Milton Keynes. We're going to have a venue in central Milton Keynes at the YMCA building, and we're going to have a venue in Shenley Brookend and in Thurston. So young people can just turn up, they can join, or they can register online. The registering isn't quite open yet, as we're due to launch. We're not quite there yet, but we're hoping that it will be this month. And the format of the groups will be that young people can create their own youth club. So they can turn up, they complete a questionnaire, they talk to the youth workers, and basically they build their own sessions.
Amazing. So what activities they do when they're at the session is very much down to what they want to do.
Yeah, so as I said, they will complete a questionnaire, and then that will give us an idea of sort of where they're lacking in certain skills or where their emotional needs are being met or mm-hmm. not being met. And based on that questionnaire, the youth workers will then build a criteria going forward based on the young people's answers, I suppose, and they will be checking in with the young people the whole way through. Young people will be able to evaluate and rate their sessions so that we're getting that constant feedback and making sure that we're really giving young people what they want. Otherwise, these youth clubs aren't going to have longevity and they're not going to be meeting the needs of our youth in Milton Keynes.
It's a really lovely idea. You mentioned the group's going to be separated by age. What are the age brackets?
So we've got 11 to 13 and 14 to 18. So the first one will be slightly earlier and mm-hmm. For the younger age group, and then the older kids will come a little bit later.
And are these open to anyone in those age bracket, or is there a criteria for being able to join?
No criteria. Anyone's welcome. They can just come along and have some fun, hopefully.
And are these free?
Absolutely free, yeah.
Incredible. And how are you going about finding out what people want, what young people are looking for here in MK?
Well, we've already got a building with 200 odd young people. So we've been making sure we've been asking them, you know, what would help, what would give you something to do. They already have a full set of, you know, activities that they can do weekly at the YMCA. But we asked them a lot about what happened before they came to the YMCA and what would have given that made them more active in the community.
Right.
We recently held a event called a Hope Hack, which is a youth engagement event. We had local schools there, youth groups, church groups and residents as well. And the whole premise of it was to ask young people what we could do better. It was centred around mental health. What could we as professionals do better? But what can society and government do better to support them? And the main feedback was they had nothing to do in the evenings. All they would do when they got home from school was either sit on their phones, which made them feel quite isolated, or they, if they were allowed out by their parents, they would sort of go out, roam around, and that would make them feel really unsafe. So to give them somewhere to go that's positive, engaging and safe was really important to us.
It's a fantastic idea, and it's great to hear that the YMCA is able to bring these sessions to Milton Keynes. For anyone who's listening now who is in that age bracket, 11 to 18, or for maybe a parent who's thinking about something for their children to do, how do they get signed up and how do they join in with these youth groups?
Follow us all on our socials. So follow our Instagram, follow our LinkedIn, follow our Facebook page, and just keep your eye out because we're going to be dropping all the information really soon in the next few weeks. There'll be a sign up link. You can register. All kids will need a parental consent. So, yeah, keep an eye out for it and hopefully we'll come to you with all the details really soon.
Amazing. Well, best of luck with it. Taylor, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. So we hope the youth groups go really well. And Taylor is Youth and Community Manager at the YMCA. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.